Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome, welcome, everyone. And we are still here. And again, this is our new hour. And again, I want to remind you, if you're just tuning in right now, we have a morning show from 6 to 7, 7 to 8, and then again from 2 to 3. Also, we are on Dynamic Talk Radio. If you dynamictalkradio.com. Every day from 6 a.m., 7 a.m., and 2 p.m. And so you can listen to our shows there all the time on the website there. Also, you can listen on our website. We always download our shows on kimpaganoshow.com. So there's no reason you won't be able to hear our show. I'm Kim. I'm here with Cher Gaba, just joined us. How are you?
I'm fantastic.
Great. And Jennifer Chastain, how
Hi.
Are you?
I'm doing great. Really, very excited for this next hour.
Yeah, and we've got Tom Spence. How's it going?
It's beautiful this morning. Great Saturday.
Yeah, good. And again, I want to remind you guys to follow us on Facebook and Twitter so you can stay connected and for more chances to win. And talking about winning, we've got amazing gifts that we are going to be offering all the way through all of our shows. And all you have to do, we do things a little bit different here at Kim Pagano's show, is we have you call in all the way through the show. So if you hear something and you think, oh, shoot, I should have called in, just call in. Leave us your name and your number and your email if that's something that you want to be a part of our newsletter, which is another place to win. And you let us know, we let you know all the things that are happening. But just call and, you know, you'll be entered and one of the team members will get back with you. And again, our phone number here is 805-419-0008. 419-0008. And I love talking to all of our, we had so many callers last week. So
and I love
I'm
to
really
hear what
excited.
They all have to say. So yeah definitely and also, send us your ideas and your opinions. We really like to hear that.
Yeah. And not only that is talk to us about, we're trying to do a couple less guests and more of us. And I hope that's what, you know, we've had people say that, so we're doing that. So.
And the other thing was I wanted to just throw out, like I did last week, that if people have any questions, you know, ask the coach, ask the therapist.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm here to answer questions.
There you go. There you go. Also, I want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now that we are the brighter side. We're talking from the 805, and we always hope that our thing here is to listen, learn, and laugh. And so with that, let's talk about our gifts and the things that we're going to be giving away.
We have some great gifts and, boy, some tickets, too. You talk about the Rubicon. We have the excellent interview this morning in the first hour. Rubicon Theater Company of Ventura, their presentation of the last 5 years. Perfect for the whole family, a little romance, a little music, a lot of fun at the Rubicon. We also have Shen Yun. If you look at the 5,000-year history of Chinese music and the instruments, blending in with a 40-piece Western orchestra, you have yourself a great show. Tickets for that at the Thousand Oaks Civic Arts Plaza. The Harlem Globetrotters. Everybody wants to go.
I remember them.
All
I know.
People
so
want
much
to
fun.
Go.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's funny. Santa Barbara. And they're going to also be in Los Angeles. So Stomp is with us, too. Fred Cavalli Theater and T.O. in Santa Barbara at the Granada. Stomp is a blast of percussion and dancing. And the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library with amazing automobiles.
There you go. There you go. And, of course, a shout-out to Pete's Breakfast House. We've got tickets or gift certificates for that. So also we've got Lure Fish House. And we are actually putting names in right now for a two-night weekend at the Sheraton. And
wow. A giveaway to the Sheraton.
Fun.
Now, where's
right.
the Sheraton? In Ventura?
Yeah, in Agora, actually.
Oh,
so, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. So those are all things that we can do to make your Valentine's getaway a little bit better. So, again, if you're just joining us right now, you're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life in the 805. Let's give away some Shen Yun tickets right now, and that is 419-0008. And beginning this month, Shen Yun Will appear in Hollywood, Northridge, Costa Mesa, Thousand Oaks, and Long Beach. And I know there's already, I mean, already they have additional performances. So
it's an amazing show. It really is. It's something you don't see all the time.
Yeah, it's kind of unusual. It's spectacular.
And the guest last week talked about having sort of a spiritual side.
I know.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah. So anyways, I would love to give tickets all the way through our show. So let's start off with that. And just get your name in here. Our first guest is Brett Wade, and Brett has been on our show before. He's going to be talking about his book, and I know I always get this wrong, but I hope, Brett, are you there? Can you tell us a little bit and the name of it? Is it the Equi Method?
Yeah, that's pretty close.
Oh, good. Okay, perfect. And it's the Master the Waves of Life.
Right.
So I'm really excited to talk a little bit about that. Also, my friend MJ Holt is going to be joining us, and she's going to be talking about thermal imaging of Southern California. Now, that is, it's basically where she can take a picture and really help you with your health. And so she's going to be joining us. We're going to talk a little bit about that. It's pretty amazing, and it's something that I think everybody should do. If there's something that maybe you're just not feeling right and you just don't know and they can't figure it out, she can take this and then they send it to the doctor and then you kind of get some results.
What's interesting about that is, you know, we always talk about living in the present. But when it comes to your health, this is one of those cases where, you know, maybe it's okay to live in the future a little bit so you can, we have some preventative care.
Is good for preventative, I would imagine.
Yeah. So anyways, with that, again, I'm so glad that you're here. And if you're just waking up, I want to remind you of our 6 o'clock show. That is when you really are waking up with us. And again, from 2 to 3, we have another great show. And we just started a Recovery of Life show, and that is on every other week for our 2 o'clock show. So that's what this is all about, is really just looking at your life, making your best life, living life with inspiration, and just, you know, what do you say, like waking up
to your aliveness, waking up to your truth.
Yeah.
You know, why are you here? What's your purpose?
Yeah.
And whatever you talked about the recovery show. I mean, we want to make sure that people understand it's not all about just drugs and alcohol. It's about recovering from anything that's keeping you from being conscious and awake.
There you go. I love it. Let's bring our first guest on. Brett, are you there?
I am indeed.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. How are you?
Really well, Kim. Thanks for having me back.
Of course. So tell us a little bit and tell all my listeners a little bit about your book.
Sure. So, first of all, it's called Ikahi Method. Ikahi means one in Hawaiian, which is maybe why that word doesn't necessarily roll off the tongue.
Okay,
it's not
necessarily
familiar to us, but I lived in Hawaii for many years, and one of the things that really struck me while living there was not the beautiful beaches, it wasn't the beautiful music, it was actually the people. The people really affected me profoundly, and I wasn't sure what it really meant until I left the island. And I realized that there was something missing in my life. And one of the things that was really missing was aloha, but it was also something about their style of communication. Hawaiians, like many indigenous populations, have this amazing ability to communicate using less words. So there's something about their ability to understand somebody through nonverbal communication. As a physiotherapist, I was always really impressed by how some patients, I seem to have a profound effect on them. Not by, again, what I was saying or what I was telling them to do, but there was a connection that I couldn't explain. And I started, of course, to notice that in my relationship. So I wondered, what is there to this connection that we have with some people? Is there something there? So I developed a profile, a frequency profile, to determine whether, is it your energy and a matching energy that explains why we really getting along with somebody? So back to this sort of phenomenon of resonance, when two wavelengths of a similar frequency come together, they'll tend to naturally amplify their energy. And of course, we're familiar with this when we hear of stories of an opera singer who can match the frequency of crystal and it shatters crystal, or when two waves meet on the ocean and raise their energy. So we see this all the time in nature. And I wanted to understand if there was some release of our own energy, because the fact we give off energy, and we were just talking a second ago about thermal imagery, so we're giving off infrared radiation or heat all the time. Now, what if your frequency That travels in a wavelength. Heat travels as a wave. What if it was the same or similar wavelength to somebody else? So what I found with this profile that I have people do, is that when your wavelength, let's say you come out as a red, a yellow, green, blue, or violet, if it's similar to somebody else, you'll naturally feel that harmony or naturally feel that resonance. And we use words like this all the time, don't we? We always say, oh, I'm on that person's wavelength, or I really
We're on the same page.
On the same page. She really gets
exactly.
me. Yeah.
And wave terms.
Well, we're talking really about the law of attraction, aren't we? Just what we attract what we are, correct?
I totally agree. Yeah, that's right. And, you know, I wanted to understand that from a science perspective. My background is a PhD in looking at the Earth's magnetic field, of all things. And I wanted to understand, what does environment, how does it really affect us? Because, really, we are little environments interacting with other environments all the time.
So I think what the guests really want to know is, and the listeners want to know, is how do we increase our frequency? You know, the movie The Secret was very popular. It was very, it
right.
opened up
okay,
a whole new
before
door.
Before we do that, how am I using this in my everyday life?
Right, sure.
Like, that's what I need to know so that then
I totally agree.
How to increase my frequency.
Got it.
Yeah, so that sort of the brass tacks version of what you need to know is you have a frequency. And if you find yourself not getting along with somebody, and let's just say this is a professional relationship, so you have to get along with this person to some degree. You don't have to like them, but you have to be functional with them. You may need to tune your frequency to match them temporarily.
Oh, that's
so
interesting.
So kind of like taking the radio dial and tuning it a little bit.
As opposed to asking them to change?
Yeah. What's that?
Hey, Jennifer.
Just
be nice, Jennifer. We have to tame her.
Well,
it's about
effectiveness. You know, do we want to be effective? I mean, if we want to be effective, we have
well,
to.
Well, that's
know.
Really interesting. Right. Okay, so I went out looking for a car with my mom. And, you know, you walk in. Okay, everybody's already, at least I am. I don't know about you guys. But you walk in for a, you know, to the car dealers. And you know how they kind of like all swarm you.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So do you play the game? Do you act nice? Do you want to shake all these people's hand? It's like, you know what? I don't like any of that stuff. Right?
I don't either. I don't want to match their frequency.
No.
To me, they're vultures.
So, yeah, exactly. They're vultures.
So
I was trying to be
car,
nice, but yeah.
You can't. There's nobody around. It's like crickets. Once you have signed on the dotted line,
yeah,
you cannot find anyone to help you.
Yeah.
Exactly. But, you know, so the beautiful part about it, though, is we can choose. Right? We can choose our times. We can choose whether we want to engage and make this an effective outcome or not. And there are many times that, you know, I'll choose simply not to do it. One of the primary times I've used this is I'll be out for dinner and I get that waiter or waitress who comes to the table and they get down on one knee at my table and they sort of get that sound in their voice. They want to be my friend. And you can hear the whole pitch coming. And you know it's really not all that authentic. But it used to really annoy me. I'd go out for dinner and I'd leave feeling irritated. But then once I started to match the frequency, create a better situation so we had resonance around the table. We all had some laughs. I had a great meal. I left feeling great. And I thought at the end of the day, what was wrong with that? You know, there was really nothing wrong. It came out as, a good outcome at the end of that day.
Wow. You know, that makes a lot of sense. I do want to remind everybody just to thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. This is our second hour of the morning, and I hope that you are staying with us. I do want to remind you of our 6 o'clock, 6 to 7, 7 to 8, and then again from 2 to 3. And we're talking with Dr. Brett Wade. We're talking about, okay, let's see if I, Akahi. And that's Akahi.
Yeah,
method. And it's really where your wavelengths, you're really kind of, like you said, your frequency, joining another person's frequency to be on the brighter side so that you guys can connect. And I think that's kind of what we're talking about.
So like
here.
If you're an extremely high strung person and you're around people who are not, you have to sort of learn to go down to their frequency more to interact with each other.
Yeah, that's right. So it's adapting. And again, it's a choice that you make. You may choose sometimes to do it, may choose other times not to. But I think it's the other key part to the book, I really tell people, you need to, most importantly, reset to your own frequency at the end of the day. So let's just take it, its most simple part of measuring frequency is your heart rate. Heart rate is a frequency measurement. You have a number of times your heart rate will beat in a minute. At the end of the day, it may elevate in certain situations. Maybe dealing with a car dealership salesman, you know, it may elevate. But you want to come home and make sure you reestablish that. So I teach people the importance of practicing mindfulness, getting in touch with that part of you, which is your frequency, your natural rhythm. And if you don't do that, and I've seen this happen many times to my patients, I see them getting pulled out of their natural frequency and living a life that is not their wavelength. And
wow.
It can lead to disease. It can lead to certainly unhappy relationships.
You know, I kind of am like thinking if this is what you mean, because have you ever had a girlfriend or a friend that makes you crazy and do things that you've never even
experienced? Well, I'm just thinking about dating. Like, I've gone on some dates, and I haven't necessarily liked these individuals. And I would, like, go home, and they don't seem to – well, I thought that – well, let me put you this way. I thought they should be calling me anyway. Like, I mean, it was sort of my ego, I guess.
I didn't like you, but I'm a little insulted.
But I'm like,
you
exactly.
To not call me.
And I realize it's because I put out the frequency of, like,
I'm not even interested.
Yeah. Like,
yeah. Don't waste your time on
exactly.
me.
Exactly. And I was wondering, like, why are they calling? Like, even the ones I don't want aren't calling, you know? So,
yeah. You need to change your frequency. But I'm talking about, there's, you know, it's funny. I had one girlfriend from that we've been friends forever. And when we're together, it's like Lucy and Ethel, okay? You do
right.
not want, I mean, I'll get in trouble, you know? And that's not my personality, really. But yet, you know.
Well, I think maybe certain people, it's a safe place to sort of go outside your box.
Yeah.
And she obviously gives you that safe place
I
to
know.
Go outside
your box.
I know.
Isn't that crazy? Do you, have you ever experienced?
Well, I have a girlfriend that always laughs at everything I say. And there's something about her energy. She's from New York. She's Italian. I'm Jewish. My dad's from New York. And we have this, like, vibe going on. And she gets my sense of humor. Not all my friends laugh, you know.
Are you asking why we're not laughing?
No, I mean, I don't. It's just like there's this. I don't know if that's like a genetic thing or, you know.
That's your, you must be on the same frequencies without realizing.
Yeah.
Brooklyn
Tom,
frequency.
Is there anybody that just makes you crazy? Like, you know, I mean, that you kind of pick up their vibe and you're just like.
Us gabbing.
Oh, yeah.
They're upstairs.
Yeah. So I mean, I think that's the other thing, that point about genetics. You know, we are all built in with a genetic frequency. Your heart rate, essentially, by the time you reach puberty, is established, and that heart rate, you know, will go up, of course, and it can go down, but it will always kind of zone back in on its established heart rate. Same with your breathing rate. These things are generally pretty set according to your genetics. So this idea of you having a natural base frequency, taking into account things like even your body temperature, it really is, it's like your fingerprint, and you need to know what it is. You need to know who you are, and that's why, again, on this profile that I talk about, which is free to do, by the way, on my website, it really does give you a sense of, okay, I am a yellow. This is what it means to be yellow. And so I give people a brief description of that. And then once you know, it's like, okay, this is who I am. Now I need to honor and respect this every day.
Wow. You know what, Brett, I want to know about all the colors, and I want to let my listeners know how they can go on there. We need to take a really quick break. Mm-hmm. Can you stay with us?
Of course. Yeah, you bet.
Okay, great. I want to give away some more tickets right now. And how about some tickets to the Stomp? And
ooh, I love that.
Yeah, that's going to be February 11th and 12th. And we've got tickets for Thousand Oaks, and then again Santa Barbara, and that's February 9th. So give us a call right now. I'd love to get some of those in your hands right now. And again, if you're just tuning in to our new show for the hour, is all you have to do is leave us your name and your number, and then one of the team members will get back with you. So if nobody answers right now, just leave us your name and number so more people can call in, because I know that we had a ton of calls last week, but I'm not sure if they knew that they were able to just leave a message. So with that, stay with us. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of the 805.
What's the frequency, can it this y'all been so drained?
Waking up to your aliveness is what Sherry Gaba teaches her clients in person, by phone, or through Skype. Sherry teaches you how to live a life filled with harmony, peace, joy, and purpose, with real tools to change anything in your life, whether it's a relationship, career, financial abundance, anxiety, depression, or any addiction, whether it's alcohol, food, even obsessive love, or the internet. Sherry is a licensed psychotherapist and a certified transformation and recovery coach. Call Sherry at 818-756-3338. Email her at sherry@sgabatherapy.com. and check out her website at www.sherrygaba.com.
Do you know someone suffering from addiction? Call 866-547-6451 or visit us on the web at SoberMalibu.com today. Sober Recovery Center is the only Joint Commission accredited addiction treatment center in Malibu. At the Sober Recovery Center, we treat the underlying psychological disorders and the symptoms of addiction. We live by the creed that one size does not fit all. The bottom line is we provide treatment that works for you or your loved one. Call 866-547-6451 or visit SoberMalibu.com for immediate help for any drug or alcohol problem. Our expert team is committed to helping develop a customized program to ensure your recovery experience is life-changing. The SRC program is the only affordable program to offer such a high quality of care with so many therapies from renowned therapists. Our therapists and doctors will assist you by providing the necessary tools to manage your life and address the issues that have plagued you. Counselors are ready to help you and your loved ones 24 hours a day. That's 866-547-6451 or visit SoberMalibu.com today. Help is just a call away at 866-547-6451.
When it comes to traditions, Somas Nut House comes to mind. Nuts, candies, trail mix, dried fruit and gift baskets are affordable for all your needs. Also perfect for your corporate clients. Available online and can be shipped anywhere in the U.S. at www.somasnuthouse.com. Somas Nut House is a landmark in Ventura County and was founded by Stephen Resnick and his parents. Grandma Resnick is now 100 years young, and she continues to provide input to grandchildren, Rebecca and Jeremy, as they carry on this family tradition at Somas Nut House, located at 4475 Los Angeles Avenue, right off the 118 in Somas. Call Somas Nut House at 1-800-266-NUTS. That's 1-800-266-NUTS. That's right. Everyone needs nuts in their life.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for staying with us. I do want to remind you, if you are just tuning in with us right now, that we are talking about the brighter side of life. And I want to remind you of this is our new hour, 7 to 8. We are also on 6 to 7, and then again from 2 to 3. And we talk about everything different on every one of our shows. So you need to stay with us and join us. And also stay in touch with us on our social net, as far as Facebook. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And also, we are always giving away things for every day. That's really, we've got all the shows that are around and tons of different things. And of course, we have a drawing right now for the Sheraton, and it's a 2-night weekend stay.
There's nothing better than a staycation.
I know. I know. There you go. So anyways, all you have to do is give us a call right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. And with our show here on the Kim Pagano Show, all you have to do is leave us your name and your number and what you're calling about, and you will be entered into our drawing, into our show, and that's what we do here. And then one of the team members will get back with you. So if you don't get through to somebody live right now, leave us your name and number. With that, MJ just walked in, MJ Holt, and we're going to be talking about thermal imaging and how safe it is and what to expect on an appointment and how we all really need it. So I'm really excited. MJ, how are you?
I'm great today. Thank you so much for having me here.
You're welcome. All right. So stay with us on that one. Right now we're talking with Dr. Brett Wade, and we're talking about the theory behind human wavelengths. And so that's where I'm really excited. Again, Brett, we were talking about the different colors. Tell us a little bit about that.
Right. So if we look at, say, rainbow, of course, we see colors from red all the way through to violet. What's really fascinating about the rainbow, besides just the fact that it's so beautiful, is that each of those colors has a different frequency. So on the visible spectrum of light, which is what, of course, we can all see, it goes from red to orange to yellow to green to blue and violet. And from red is the longest wavelength. And what we know about long wavelengths with electromagnetic radiation is that they can pass right through you. much like the wavelength of a radio station can pass right through a home, it can pass through a car. Red is one of those wavelengths because of its nature being quite long, low frequency, it can easily pass through. If we move up the dial all the way to the other end to violet, violet is a much higher frequency, but it lacks the ability to penetrate as well. So it tends to be a very high frequency, very short wavelength, and it doesn't penetrate.
Okay, so quick question.
Yeah,
what type of a person would be a red wavelength?
Okay, good. So the red person is that person who has a very low energy, but that energy has the ability to cut right through you. So that's that person when you're with them in conversation. First of all, the red likes to just be one-on-one. They're not a big group person. One-on-one with you, and they're going to listen a lot more than they talk.
Does this have anything to do with auras? Is the same?
Yeah, that's a good question. You know, I've been asked that many times, the same with chakras. I don't have really a definitive answer on that. You know, so my area of expertise is sort of more looking at the electromagnetic spectrum, but I do think there is something to it, but it gets out of my area of expertise.
Now, what kind of personality is the purple? Which is it that other?
Yeah, the purple, I liken them to the hummingbird. They are the high frequency. They like to be around lots of different people or flowers in the case of the hummingbird, and they just will visit it for short periods of time, and then they're quickly on to the next one, moving quickly.
Users. No, I'm just kidding.
No. And they tend to, they're a lot of fun at a party. If you see, you've seen them, of course, at parties, and they like to come up, they visit quickly, and they want to talk to everyone, but again, for short periods of time.
So
the average person, what color is the average person?
Great question.
Yeah, so when I did the profile, I went into it not really knowing, but thinking that the ones on the ends of the spectrum would probably be less common, and that's true. We have less reds and we have less violets in our general population of the people that I've done the profile on. So we have more, in other words, of the middle, the yellows, the greens, and the blues. If we go right to the middle, the green is the one that has the strongest energy in the sense that the energy lasts a long time throughout the day, and they tend to love to lead groups of people. Greens are natural leaders, and they like to get people working together and involved in group projects.
So how do we become a green if we want to be a green?
You want to be a connector,
like
right?
Yeah, I want to lead, and I love that idea.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good question. So we can all learn skills to be like the green as we can learn skills to be like the violet. But remember, you are who you are. Your wavelength is your fingerprint.
Oh, so you really can't improve?
Well, you can temporarily. You can certainly, I've taught people who are violets, or actually even better said, taught reds to be like greens. Now, reds do not normally like to lead groups of people, but we can all learn strategies and learn tricks. But at the end of the day, when you go home after, let's say, leading or facilitating a large group, you need to remember that you're red.
Oh, that's a good point. So what color is the person that walks into a room and everybody just loves that person? Like my mom has this friend and just everybody just gravitates.
Isn't that weird? Yeah.
Yeah, I don't have that.
That's interesting. But
although some say I do, but who is that person? You know,
we have to, of course, remember, too, that there is another layer. So my discussion of frequency, it's kind of like the base layer of your pyramid, your personal pyramid. Sitting up on top of that, of course, that is personality. So a lot of times people will say, Brett, guess what my frequency is? And, sometimes I'm probably about 70% accurate on that. And the reason that you can easily be fooled, of course, is a personality can be layered on top of your frequency. And it can kind of blend it in and make it a little bit more tricky to completely ascertain what their wavelength really is.
So what's our takeaway with all this? How is this information going to help us in our daily relationships?
Yeah, I think that the two things that I would like people to take away is, number one, know what your frequency is. And why do you want to know that? You want to know that because if you were to really understand what it's like to be healthy, that means respecting you, respecting yourself, respecting your wavelength. In other words, if you're a red wavelength and your job requires you to be around a whole bunch of people all the time, it's going to take a tremendous toll on your health.
Wow, really interesting.
Okay, now that's interesting. Okay. So you would probably need to look for, if you could, possibly a different
position or profession. And so that it's not so stressful for on
exactly.
your environment. Wow,
so,
I love it.
The red would constantly be living in a state of stress. So they need to, if they can't find another job, which is sometimes really difficult, then they need to really know how important it is for them on their lunch break, their coffee break, and at the end of the day, to be by themselves, perhaps with a book, but I always say get back to some mindful practice, just breathing in their natural rate. Remember, the red is going to have a low breathing rate.
Wow, that's interesting.
Very interesting.
Dr. Brett Wade, so interesting. Your book, Akahi, Method, and where do we find it?
Yeah, best place to buy it is Lulu, LULU.com. Akahi Method is the name of the book on Lulu.com.
Okay, great. Well, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show.
Great. Thanks so much for having me. I'd love to come back another time.
You got it. All right. Well, our next guest, MJ Holt, she is here to talk about thermal imaging and what thermal imaging is all about. It's safe, and we're going to find out a little bit about it. Also, I already did it. It's really, it was a little, I was kind of sharing before a couple of things that you had told me. And so stay with us. Let's give something away again right now. Our phone number here is 419-0008. I've got tickets to the Rubicon, and that's the last 5 years. The director was on our show, our morning show. And it started January 21st and runs all the way till February 15th. I've got tickets for you. All you have to do is call us and leave us your name and number and your email at 419-0008. And stay with us. We'll be right back.
Have you always wanted to meditate but weren't sure where to begin? In our frantic 24/7 world, managing stress is a new necessity. Audrey Walzer, director of the Camarillo Yoga Center, has taught hundreds of people in the 805 the fundamentals of non-religious mindfulness meditation, which is scientifically proven to downregulate the stress response. Visit the mindfulness page at www.camarilloyoga.com and listen to what people have to say about Audrey's remarkable 9-week mindfulness course, beginning soon. Make a healthy, balanced life your project for 2015. www.camarilloyoga.com. When it comes to traditions, Soma's Nut House comes to mind. Nuts, candies, trail mix, dried fruit, and gift baskets are affordable for all your needs. Also perfect for your corporate clients. Available online and can be shipped anywhere in the U.S. at www.somasnuthouse.com. Soma's Nut House is a landmark in Ventura County and was founded by Stephen Resnick and his parents. Grandma Resnick is now 100 years young, and she continues to provide input to grandchildren, Rebecca and Jeremy, as they carry on this family tradition at Soma's Nut House, located at 4475 Los Angeles Avenue, right off the 118 in Somas. Call Soma's Nut House at 1-800-266-NUTS. That's 1-800-266-NUTS. That's right. Everyone needs nuts in their life.
Do you know someone suffering from addiction? Call 866-547-6451 or visit us on the web at SoberMalibu.com today. Sober Recovery Center is the only Joint Commission accredited addiction treatment center in Malibu. At the Sober Recovery Center, we treat the underlying psychological disorders and the symptoms of addiction. We live by the creed that one size does not fit all. The bottom line is we provide treatment that works for you or your loved one. Call 866-547-6451 or visit SoberMalibu.com for immediate help for any drug or alcohol problem. Our expert team is committed to helping develop a customized program to ensure your recovery experience is life-changing. The SRC program is the only affordable program to offer such a high quality of care with so many therapies from renowned therapists. Our therapists and doctors will assist you by providing the necessary tools to manage your life and address the issues that have plagued you. Counselors are ready to help you and your loved ones 24 hours a day. That's 866-547-6451 or visit SoberMalibu.com today. Help is just a call away at 866-547-6451.
Waking up to your aliveness is what Sherry Gaba teaches her clients in person, by phone, or through Skype. Sherry teaches you how to live a life filled with harmony, peace, joy, and purpose, with real tools to change anything in your life, whether it's a relationship, career, financial abundance, anxiety, depression, or any addiction, whether it's alcohol, food, even obsessive love, or the internet. Sherry is a licensed psychotherapist and a certified transformation and recovery coach. Call Sherry at 818-756-3338. Email her at sherry@sgabatherapy.com and check out her website at www.sherrygaba.com.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show. Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And we're talking about things that are happening in our life. But anyways, you know, when we were talking about signs of, you know, what would you say?
Signs of when somebody passes, do we see them? I happened to see James Von Prague last night, and I was just sharing my experience and how the latest is that my windshield wipers have been going off at different times, and to me, that's my dad's soul speaking to me.
Yeah, and I do believe that. I do believe that you get signs, and anyways, we'll talk a little bit about that. Right now, joining us is MJ Holt, and she's going to be talking about thermal imaging of SoCal, and welcome, and so glad that you are part of our show now.
Thank you. I'm so excited.
Yeah, and you know what? Not only that, you just, I mean, when we talked and when we met, I could just feel your energy, and I love what you do. And so tell us a little bit about yourself and your journey and how you've got a lot of different, she does massaging. And there's so many things that you do to really help people.
And she's an incredible speaker. We took a speaking class together and she is a natural.
Oh, cool. See, there you
thank
go.
Thank you.
Did you
thank
know we you. Were all going to just love you
I
when
know.
You got here?
Oh, thank you. Well, it's just kind of interesting. The childhood I had wasn't the best of things. You know, a lot of us go through trauma and whatnot, and some of us work through it and some of us don't. And you come across the part of your journey where maybe something different and a new way of thinking comes along that changes your whole entire perspective on life. And for me, that was massage therapy. Little did I know, I'd been doing it as a little girl and pretty much my whole life. And stepping into that, really knowing that that's probably my authentic self, you know, my vocation coming through, it has led me down this really interesting path that has now led me to thermal imaging.
So what is thermal imaging? Because I was probably not explaining it exactly right, but, you know, where you took a picture, you did that of me, you kind of said that I needed to cleanse my liver and dental, and, you know, I'm probably just sharing that with the world right now. But anyways, tell us, what is thermal?
Well, most of the world is going to have those very same things. If we were to look at their face image like we saw yours,
right?
A lot of us have the same thing, and it goes back to the 1950s, and we can talk about that later. Thermal imaging, beautiful words put together. So I am a technician of medical thermal imaging. I'm a certified clinical thermographist. And digital infrared thermal imaging, or DITI, as it's referred to in the medical world, basically is reading your sympathetic nervous system of your body by reading the heat patterns. So you stand in front of this really tiny little camera. It's not very big at all.
I said it wasn't invasive at all. I mean,
yeah,
it's just,
no, you're literally standing in front of a camera that is technically an analog camera, but through the wiring and the software and the computer, it changes it to a digital image. So we see you live in color right in front of you.
So when you do the picture of the face, is this the same type of image that shows like skin cancer and stuff like that?
Well, reading the sympathetic nervous system, let's back up just a half a step. Sympathetic nervous system is the system in the body that indicates to us pain, inflammation, discomfort, disease. It is the communicator system of the body. And so thermal imaging picks up on that system reading because it'll show inflammation, white, red, orange being very hot, and black, purple, and blue being very cold, so maybe a lack of flow, showing that sympathetic nervous system is communicating what's going into the body in that moment. So you can stand in front of that camera and know what's happening with you right now. And whether that is a skin cancer, or it's an infected tooth, or it's a congested lymphatic system, or it's an inflamed thyroid, or it's a varicose vein like in my right knee, it's whatever, wherever, whatever is happening right now.
So would you see, if you did like a whole body thermal image scan, would you see a mass of cancer?
You could, but as a technician, I'm not reading them. I'm like your x-ray technician. I'm there taking your pictures. Now, with my years of experience of the body, I can tell you quite a bit. You know, when Kim was talking about, you know, we looked at her face and we could see that her liver was congested. If you look at reflexology, that's how we're reading the face. It reads right underneath the eyelid on the bottom side of your eye, and it was red. That was telling me that probably the liver needs to be cleaned out. Had we panned down, and she was in that private room with me, and we panned down to her abdominal area, we would have probably seen the digestive system inflamed because that's what we were seeing underneath the eye.
Interesting, huh?
Yes.
Yeah, and then, of course, she gives you things that you can do to, you know, treat.
So
treat.
What do you mean you don't read them? Do you read the results?
Well, technically, just being the clinical thermographist, I'm really legally not allowed to tell you what's wrong with you. But before you leave, I do show you your images. We want to see and we want to know what's going on. So I take my pen, I point it on the picture on the screen of my computer laptop and say, see this inflammation right here? The doctor's going to comment on it. Does that look like your thyroid?
Right. So you send it to a doctor,
yes,
correct?
Yes. The images.
They don't take it to a doctor. You send it to a doctor. So I want to make sure that, you know, that my listeners know that.
Absolutely.
So are there certain medical doctors that really do not believe in this and others that do believe in this?
Absolutely. Just like we have here in the studio, someone who believes in spirits or messages from the afterlife. And those of us in here that really strongly believe it because of our experiences with it. So yes, you have doctors out there in the Western allopathic world that get it and some that don't, and that's okay.
Okay, so I have to ask this question because I think it'll make it easier for me to sit next to you. Can you look at me and think to yourself, oh, she needs, you don't need to tell them to me because I don't want to freak out, but she needs to do X, Y, and Z, or does it have to be with the camera?
Oh, well, that's a different conversation and a different modality altogether.
Like, can you tell just after doing this so often that, oh, anyone who has this,
not without the camera.
No, I don't mind sitting next to you.
No, not without the camera. Am I a clairvoyant person? Like I said, that's a whole other interview and conversation. And can
Jennifer,
I read your aura? Yes.
I can tell that you actually need a hair trim right now.
And this is a massage therapist. You could use your neck and your massager.
I've been wondering about that brain of yours.
So yes,
I'm about to have a panic attack. So that I know you cannot see inside of me, we're good.
Oh God!
Right. So with thermal imaging, we're just looking at what's going on with you right now, and we're not looking for cancers. It's really just seeing if there's any aggressive tissue behavior, and it's just whatever your body's doing right now.
So I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. We've got full studio here. We're so glad that you are waking up with us and starting your day in a positive way. I want to ask. We're talking with MJ Holt right now from Thermal Imaging of SoCal. And, you know, how is it better than other diagnostic tools?
Well, we have lots of tools out there, x-rays, ultrasound, MRI, x-rays, all these different modalities. And what I like about thermal imaging is it is completely non-invasive. Nothing is touching you.
Yeah.
Technically not even your clothes because they're not on because we can't read it through the clothing.
But you were telling me, I mean, I want to kind of explain it to other people. One, if you can't ride your bike there, you would tell me there's protocols for
you coming in and getting your imaging. So if you know that your bike ride's going to heat your body up, then you wouldn't ride your bike to get your imaging. If you know that you do a really hard 2-hour workout before listening to the show on Saturday morning, like we are today, you wouldn't come in for your imaging because then the read would be all off.
Oh, okay.
The room is a very specific temperature for the most accurate reading. Don't take a super hot shower that morning. Just, you know, warm but not hot. Don't sit in the far infrared sauna at Oasis Wellness Center before you come into the room to get your thermal imaging. We want to take the imaging first.
You know, I find that interesting because when I had a physical recently, they said, you know, you have to fast because we want to check, you know, certain things. Well, to me, and I had another doctor that was more holistic, and they're like, no, don't fast because that's really who you are. So I'm just wondering if you're just a stressed out person, shouldn't you come in that stressed out mode so we can see exactly what's going on?
Well, that would be an everyday moment then, right?
Right, it would be, but you don't want to do anything physical that's going to have an inaccurate reading. You know, if you're just normally a stressed out person, have high energy, you walked fast from the car, that is who you are, but it's not the workout, it's not the sunbathing, it's not the sauna.
Is there any radiation with this?
Absolutely not. I said earlier, it's an analog camera. You stand in front of it, nothing is touching you.
How?
I'm in the room with you. Remember when you go for your mammogram, which, oh, by the way, is worth 1,000 chest x-rays of radiation? Oh, no. And the technician has to leave the room. You go for the MRI, the technician has to leave the room. Just about every other diagnostic tool, the technician has to leave the room. No, we're in the room together because that's how safe it is.
And
I'm not going to risk
be
myself.
As accurate as a mammogram?
My opinion is it's more accurate, and I'll tell you why. A mammogram cannot pick up on a breast cancer tumor until it's been in there for about 8 years already and well over 4 billion cells. Versus thermal imaging can catch an actual cancer tumor at the tender little baby age of 2 and only 256 cells, and better yet than that.
Wow, that's amazing.
Breast cancer can be detected. If you have, it's starting in your teeth, mostly periodontal, your thyroid, and working through your lymphatic system down your chest into your breasts, unless it's inflammation, and then it started, you know, somewhere else.
I'm sorry, I took the mic from you, because I have something to ask, and now it's leaving me. Oh my God. Kim, well, help me. What is my brain trying to say?
Probably about the mammogram.
Oh, yeah. A lot of people I know now are getting ultrasound. Well, Kim, you wanted me to have good energy today, and I do.
You got good energy.
A lot of my friends now are getting ultrasounds. They're doing other things other than the mammogram. So it sounds like that's what you're speaking to.
I am. And so you come in for your thermal image first, and you just find out what's going on in your body. If there's not a natural way, which the doctor will give a protocol for findings that is going to be natural, but if he sees something, if that doctor sees something that's a little more aggressive, he's going to say, your next step is the ultrasound, because truly the ultrasound is really the better tool for finding breast cancer. You know, when you go for a mammogram and it just squishes that little piece of your breast, over half of breast cancer is found above that,
that's crazy.
In the chest area and arm, underarm area. So...
Wow, that's crazy. You know what? I want to find out a little bit more, and I want to tell them where they can call you and all that. We're going to take a really quick break, and we'll be right back. Okay, so stay with us. Tom, you know what? Really quick, I want to give something away really quick.
And all right, let's do it.
How about some Harlem Globetrotters? And we've got tickets for Santa Barbara and Los Angeles. And all you have to do is call right now, 419-0008, 419-0008. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life.
Waking up to your aliveness is what Sherry Gaba teaches her clients in person, by phone, or through Skype. Sherry teaches you how to live a life filled with harmony, peace, joy, and purpose, with real tools to change anything in your life, whether it's a relationship, career, financial abundance, anxiety, depression, or any addiction, whether it's alcohol, food, even obsessive love, or the internet. Sherry is a licensed psychotherapist and a certified transformation and recovery coach. Call Sherry at 818-756-3338. Email her at sherry@sgabatherapy.com. And check out her website at www.sherrygaba.com.
MJ Holt is the owner of Thermal Imaging of SoCal, where she assists people who want to know what's happening in their body right now. Approved by the FDA in 1982, digital infrared thermal imaging is an unsurpassed, safe, non-invasive screening technique that detects the sympathetic nervous system that reacts and responds to pain, pathology, injury, or dysfunction anywhere in the body that may go undetected with X-ray and other tools. Thermal Imaging of SoCal is located in Westlake Village, here to serve by appointment. Call Thermal Imaging of SoCal when you are ready, 310-463-2318, or visit tiofsc.com.
When it comes to traditions, Soma's Nuthouse comes to mind. Nuts, candies,
trail mix, dried fruit, and gift baskets are affordable for all your needs. Also perfect for your corporate clients. Available online and can be shipped anywhere in the U.S. at www.somasnuthouse.com. Somas Nuthouse is a landmark in Ventura County and was founded by Stephen Resnick and his parents. Grandma Resnick is now 100 years young, and she continues to provide input to grandchildren, Rebecca and Jeremy, as they carry on this family tradition at Somas Nuthouse, located at 4475 Los Angeles Avenue, right off the 118 in Somas. Call Somas Nuthouse at 1-800-266-NUTS. That's 1-800-266-NUTS. That's right. Everyone needs nuts in their life.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. What a great show.
I know.
Hope that my listeners, I want to hear from you. If you like us a little more talking and getting to know our guests a little bit more, all that good stuff. I do want to give away something. How about Pete's Breakfast House? And that is a gift certificate for two. Do you love them?
Oh, Pete's is amazing.
It's amazing, yeah. Anyways, all you have to do, call right now, 419-0008. And I'd love to get somebody to get over there. Great breakfasts over there.
Oh, the waiting line is long on Sunday morning. You better get there early.
There you go. We're talking with MJ Holt, and we're talking about thermal imaging of SoCal. One, before we even, we've only got a little bit left of our show, but I want you to give out your phone number so that everybody can write that down.
Oh, yes. 310-463-2318.
Okay. So I know we were talking in our break a little bit about this, and when you have body,
Body scan, is this the same as a body scan that you see advertised on TV sometimes? Is that what thermal imaging is, or is that something different?
My understanding is that's something different. A full body scan that you pay thousands of dollars for is, to my understanding, a lot like almost like a full body MRI.
Okay.
Look, you're seeing everything, and you're seeing it in a picture form, as it is, beautiful. Thermal imaging still is just reading that sympathetic nervous system, which is just really just below the skin line. We don't see your kidney. We don't actually see your stomach. We just see the area of those organs, and if it's inflamed or cold. Or just really happy, medium, normal.
There you go.
Oh, okay.
And now, can my listeners get a free thermal face scan?
They sure can.
Okay, so
they have to call me.
Okay, can we give our number right now, and then we can give you the names for right now?
Sure.
Okay, let's do that right now. Anybody that's interested in really just learning about this and wants to meet MJ, give us a call right now and get your name in for that, 419-0008. 419-0008. If you have something going on, I mean, let's just talk about this. If you said a lot of things start in your dental.
They do. It's right. Amazing.
Right.
Our mouth is just an infestation of bacteria almost all the time.
That's crazy.
And if we can correlate a tooth with Chinese medicine, or what we know are the meridians or the nervous system, we can look at, you know, if there's an infection or an inflammation in that area of your mouth, I bet we can figure out what tooth it is. And then we can look at the chart, and I bet we can see in other parts of your face, maybe the liver or the intestines, there's inflammation in that area too. And guess what? It probably started with the bad tooth.
Wow. So interesting.
I think this is what we would call a gotcha, because I did have a dentist appointment this week, and I was lectured about how important, you know, certain
right.
things are, like flossing, and you know, we take that stuff for granted, but when I'm hearing it twice in 1 week, that
so
about
I and
our
you're
teeth.
Absolutely right. When you do hear stuff like that, it's
it
like,
makes you think like, oh,
yeah,
is someone
I need to take count
to me.
Of
I
this.
I really need to remember this.
Yeah. Well, and the question earlier was, how is this different from other diagnostic tools? You go to the dentist, and they don't see inflammation. You stand there in front of that thermal camera, and it shows inflammation that doesn't show up in x-ray. It just doesn't. That's actually how I got into thermal imaging, my own infected tooth.
Oh, really? God. All right. Well, give everybody your website and your number so that people can get in touch with you.
Lots of information at the website, www.tiofsc. That stands for Thermal Imaging of SoCal. TIOFSC.com. Lots of questions answered. And then you're going to call me to schedule any kind of appointment you want. You want your free face image. You want the full body screening, 310-463-2318.
All right. And we actually have a couple minutes. You know, it's interesting. There's things that we know about our bodies. You know, we were just talking earlier about, you know, brushing your teeth, flossing. There's things that we do. Why don't we do it regularly? What is it, you know, about our routine in life?
Well, this reminds me of having bad habits. In other words, you know, people that are drinking, using, how about the addiction to not taking care of yourself?
There you go. That's great. MJ, I know you're going to leave us with a couple tips. So
I am.
Yeah.
The first one is, other than brushing your teeth, is your diaphragm breathing. In through your nose, out through your mouth. We've been hearing it for years.
Yeah.
Your diaphragm is your pump for your lymphatic system. And pathology over 20 years shows the three things that lead to cancers: lymphatic congestion, chronic inflammation, and estrogen dominance. Okay, the other thing that we want to do is clean out our digestion. Whoever told us to clean out our gallbladder? Whenever told us to clean out our gallbladder and our liver and our kidney? So look it up on the internet, do a search, and find the way to do that works for you.
Wow. Okay. Isn't that interesting? I mean,
yes.
It's something that I'm so glad you're joining us here. Again, everybody give MJ a call. And, of course, we're at the end of our show. Wow. Great shows. And, of course, I want you to remember to everybody that we have our 2-3 show right here. And I thank everybody for being here and joining us. Of course, we always end our show with a moment of happiness, and that is the root of joy is gratefulness. And with that, you've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Stay with us until 2 o'clock.